And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town here in about a week. I guess we have a Christmas Eve show, so we'll be on one more time before... The actual Santa Claus shows up. Yeah.
How'd you do that math so quick?
Well, you know, it's just how I roll.
You are pretty good.
Anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Welcome back. I hope you got an extra layer on today because it's going to be a brisk one. But at the end of the day, it's winter here, and we're rolling with it. And when the season rolls around like this, one of the things that I always look forward to is the invitation over to the Nirmico household. Because Maureen takes over when it comes to the proteins in the house, and she throws down
the whole meal.
Right. But I'm specifically, my mouth's watering right now over the prime rib, and this recipe's on the Grilling Guys. But I'm gonna hand it over to you, Bob. Take it from here, man.
Yeah. You know, she got it from her girlfriend Katie, who got it from her girlfriend whoever, who like stole it when she worked at Duba's restaurant. Mm-hmm. So now the word's out.
An old West Michigan restaurant.
They're gone
now.
They're gone
for many years.
But their prime rib was, people went to Duba's for prime rib.
Right.
That's what you wanted. Just like you go to Zender's for chicken.
Right.
You went to Duba's for prime rib. So if you could get the Zender's chicken recipe, call me at 616-888-5555.
Right.
Anyway, this prime rib is fantastic. And if you're going to put it on the grill or smoker, I might leave the flour out of it. But it's basically got basil, onion powder, garlic powder, thyme, Lowry's, and sage in it. So it's got a kind of a simple profile. But I think this is one of those times when measurements really matter. Because this thing is, it's just so spot on. Sometimes you don't know it, but you can go a little heavy on one spice because you happen to be a garlic freak or you happen to love thyme or whatever.
Right.
Or sage. Sage is a real
salt,
dangerous
whatever,
one.
Whatever, right. Yeah.
Sage is a dangerous one. That one gets away from you. It smells like old lady breath after
old
a while.
Old sage. Yeah.
You're not. But it's a great recipe. It's on the Grilling Guys website. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Look at the top right section of the website. Go to the search bar and just put in prime rib. And you'll see Maureen's Christmas prime rib. It'll pop right up. It's a flawless recipe. You just have to, you know, really make sure that you get a nice, nice piece of prime rib. You got to be careful where you buy this because there are sales on it around Christmas because it's obviously a popular piece of meat. And
I mean, you know what? This stuff is, I don't know this year. I haven't looked yet, but... You're looking at $9.95 to $14.95 a pound.
If it says select, don't buy it.
Right. So let's take that rabbit trail just for a second. There's three grades of beef out there that are in the marketplace. You've got select, choice, and prime, and that's good, better, best. Okay? So it's really difficult to find prime beef. It's only about 10% of the animals that are out there are
graded
prime.
You're going to pay through the nose for prime rib prime.
Right. And so most of them are choice that you're going to get. But it has a lot to do, like our friends at Sobey Meats. For example, you're walking in there, you got a professional butcher cutting this. They'll cut it to size, they'll trim the fat on it. You want bone in, you want bone out. You got all those
choices. You know
choices
what's cool
there.
Too, and Tim always asked me this when I ordered my prime rib there, because we go to Sobey's for everything, right? It's best meat shack in the world. It's gigantic. But he'll always say, you want me to separate that bone and then just, you know, bind it back up with string?
Right.
Yes. Do that, because guess what? When you're the dad, when you got to stand up like Clark Griswold and carve the thing in front of everybody, you don't want to have to fight it off that rib section.
That's right.
So it's so nice when you can cut the butcher's twine and just roll that big piece off and then place the rib section on the cutting board on the side, because there's plenty of great stuff on there. And you and your brother-in-laws will fight over that when everybody's
right.
done with the prime rib, because it's really sweet stuff next to the bone.
Right, and the bone, tying that bone back on there helps with the moisture in the cooking process. And some will say it imparts a flavor. When it's separated from the meat, it's hard to transfer that flavor back and forth, but it's in there, Right.
It already did its work. Right, I maintain that doesn't matter once the animal's been processed. The work's all done. You know, that flavor's in there, whether the bone's on it or not. It doesn't really matter. I like it on there because of the presentation. It just looks beautiful when you bring it out.
Right. Exactly.
And Joppy loves to do certain things. Like he'll do that crown pork loin where he, chops them all up and makes them into a big circle with the ribs sticking
with the bones up and the
really
little papers
cool.
on the bones. And then
he's
a
fancy guy.
Puts some stuffing in the middle of there. Nice. That French crown roast is fabulous. Yeah.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're talking a little bit of prime rib, but we have Trevor here from our brewing company in Holland, Michigan. We held him over because we wanted to mooch a little bit of IPA off him. So enough with the prime rib, and let's talk about this IPA. What do you think of that, Jop?
You know what? First taste, very good.
Thank you. So it's balanced.
I'm the guy that doesn't like the big hoppy bite in the back of the throat. This one clearly does not have it. Yeah. Tell us about it.
So this has kind of become one of our most popular beers because most people really like an IPA. It's heavily hopped with Citra hops, which is a real citrus, grapefruit, and orange, and so it's really approachable for a lot of people.
Is it dry hopped with Citra?
It is as well. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's a blend of three different hops in there. There's Mosaic and Simcoe, which are another big, floral, very trendy. Yeah. So it's real approachable for an IPA. It's smooth. It's easy to drink. It's a smooth .
Now, in your brewery, do you notice that guys, that the beeries that come in, are they asking you about the hops and you start talking different flavor? Don't you notice how these guys who are, I'm going to say 32, 34 years old, are like picking apart your beer and talking about the hops, and they're picking up the notes off the hops.
Yeah.
Does that blow your mind?
It's pretty crazy to think that.
Because they're not even brewers, but...
No. Now that the beer has become, it is a food, and it's become dissectable, just like food. You can pick out different spices. Oh, yeah. You can pick out different hops. What malts are used now, if people are real familiar
only
with
if
that.
You've drank a lot of it. That's why they're good at it, right?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah. True.
I mean, you got to go try it, and you can compare... Yeah. In your palate, in your mind, and then you end up getting something that that works real well. Now, I have to ask you, at the tap room, any food there, or is it all brought in from the outside?
It's all brought in from the outside. Right. It's great because Holland kind of is very friendly with everybody, every other business in there. If you don't have something, they'll push you down to another business, and it's really a good community of businesses in downtown Holland, so we really love being there. We've partnered up with a pizza place down there called Crust 54, and they've done a great job, just delivering pizzas to the guys. We keep menus in there so people can order them.
Absolutely.
So what's the Crust 54 stand for?
Probably their street.
I think
address.
That's the street address. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never been there either. But so they make
that's good, Joppy.
They make a
really good
beer,
right?
Yeah. They do a great Chicago deep dish.
Well, that's awesome. We're talking with Trevor Doublestein or Doublestein.
Doublestein, but sometimes I like to go by the Stein because
Stein. We're changing.
Yeah. Double Mug Club.
But we'll it's our brewing company. It's our Double Brewing Company from Holland, Michigan. And so you've got great beers. So what's your number one beer?
I would say Careless Whisper, which is the IPA that we're drinking right now. Mm-hmm. And then we're pretty well known for our bigger, heavier beers, our milk stouts and our...
you have a milk stout.
Any
other stouts?
We do
because it's stout time.
It is, yeah. We do a peanut butter stout. We do a regular dry stout.
I just got to ask you, does that sell? That just sounds so cliche to me. Who am I to know, right?
Yeah.
But
peanut butter stout's really good.
It's a pain in the butt to make, but we do it very rarely because of how much of a mess it is, and people really always request it. We do an Andy's Mint Milk Stout too. That's really a good version of a candy beer.
Unwrapping all those little Andy's.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's how we did it the first time. But then
just a giant pile of wrappers come back. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Trevor, I just want to encourage everybody to go to Holland, Michigan. Check out our brewing company. Talk to Trevor if he's there because he's really a great guy, and I've gotten to meet him quite a few times now, and
thanks,
I'm glad you finally graced us with your presence.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Coming up next, there's a lot of our listeners that live in the metropolitan areas, and they're living in high-rises, and they have specific rules, do's and don'ts, and what they can and can't have as far as grilling
equipment. Special needs.
That's right, and so we're going to have a little special talk about... grilling when the equipment is a specific limitation. So we're going to play with this in a minute.
Yeah, not only that, but it's David Webb from Fox News and the David Webb Show on the Sirius Patriot.
All right, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.